Dude, na, at dag just lagt sit. Se, at lag at least læser op. Er det med klasse klar. Og med så godt at se Unit 15, Mart Masuk Kino Kla. I'll be talking today about Unit 15. This is your first introduction to this brand new unit. The English title of Unit 15 is Community. Its Nunchaknal title is Mat Masukkin, which means something like our tribes, our clans. That title was suggested by Fidelia Hyupis, who is a fluent speaker of the Hadasid dialect and one of my main co-authors of these units. Unit 15 has six conversations, like Unit 14. That's the max. You'll find that now that we're in year two, I'm downloading a lot more information to you, basically as much as I can cram into every unit. And six conversations is my limit. The reason I haven't given you seven conversations is because six is the limit I've imposed on us so far. In the year one units, there are a few units with as few as 20 new words. But in year two, we generally go all the way up to 30 new words per unit. So there's a lot of information here, like in the other year two units, more than you can absorb at the first go. So one of the skills you're developing as advanced learners of your language is to deal with the difficulties in being confronted with far more information than you can absorb at first and deciding. Trying to decide where to start. I think that I will start in presenting Unit 15 to you and explaining the purpose behind each of the six conversations. The first two conversations, conversation one, conversation two, ask where is Crystal? Crystal is a human being. And where is the store? The store is a building. The questions and answers, when we're talking about the location of Crystal versus the location of the store, have some similarities and some differences. generally speaking, when we ask where something is, we need to use the word wasi, meaning where, as in wasi ha Crystal, where is Crystal? Or 2a, wasi ha makuli, where is the store? When we answer where something is, generally we want the word hish. Hish is a important Nunchaknal verb meaning to be at. For example, 1b, hishma pisatuish. That's the fourth line in conversation one. Hishma pisatuish. She is at the gym. When I'm pointing out where the store is, I'm more likely to use a pointer word. For example, 2b, ahkuma makush. The store is here. Ahkuma makush. If the store is a little farther away, I might say yashma makush, and if it's very far, yeshma makush. These conversations, one and two, also include negative answers. They are happen to be identical between the two conversations. Hayim hemah hishi, which could mean I don't know where she is, talking about a human being, Crystal, or I don't know where it is, talking about a building, the store. Conversations three through six are set up in a visiting type scenario where one person is visiting a friend of theirs, and person A is from out of town. So this might happen, for example, if I went to Bev's house. Bev lives in Hisawista, which I go to from time to time. And since I know Bev well, I might just walk right into her house. In Nunchaknal villages, in traditional times, people did not knock, they just walked into each other's houses. And the more remote the village, the more likely this is still to happen today. So, conversations three through six, imagine a scenario like this where someone from out of town visits their friend in a place that they're visiting. Conversation three, it gives you some sentences for getting through the door. So if I look in the door and I don't see anyone, I might call out, Wasyuk, are you at home? That's what I would say in Esawasta because they speak central dialect there. But I'm presenting this in Barkly Sound dialect. So in Barkly Sound dialect, I would say, Wathliu Hak, are you at home? Wathliu Hak, I might yell this out if I'm not sure if anyone's in the house. So conversation three is for that particular part of the encounter, for the part where I'm trying to figure out if the person I'm visiting is at home. In conversation four, the host, in this case, in my example, Bev, asks me where I came from. This is worth spending a conversation on because the way that we would usually say that in Uchanalth is was tuk shithak, meaning where did you just come from? If I walked into Bev's house, she might be curious to know, did I come all the way from Port Alberni? Have I come from Seattle, where she knows that I have connections? Have I come from a closer place like Tofino or Hitetsu? To many of you, you might be most familiar with the question was tuk shithak as meaning, what is your place of origin? Like, where were you born? Where did you grow up? And was tuk shithak does mean that, but it can also mean, where did you just come from? Not necessarily your place of origin. That's conversation four. Conversation five asks about where I'm planning to go in the future. Where are you headed? Where are you going? In West Barkly Sound dialect, the question is, Was tsiyuk hak? Was tsiyuk hak? Where are you going? And one of the responses I might give is, U tsiyuk kwah kitsuwith. I'm going to the school. U tsiyuk kwah kitsuwith. There's a lot to know just in order to say simple sentences like this. One thing we have to know in order to talk about things like this is what the names of buildings in the community are. Kitsuwith is one of the buildings that one of the most important buildings in the village that we would want to know the name of. Words for going are also a bit complicated in Nuchanalth, partly because of aspect, partly because of dialect. The words was tsiyuk, going where, and u tsiyuk, going to, are quite different from dialect to dialect. So, just to give you an example, u tsiyuk is how that word is said in West Barkly Sound, Tlokwit, and Hauset. But in East Barkly Sound, the word is u tsuuk, u tsuuk. You can hear that it's the same word, but said differently. In Heshkwit and Ahadasit, the word is pronounced u tsayuk, u tsayuk. And Cayucots don't even use that word. They say instead, utsteh, utsteh, to mean going to a place. Yeah, good question. I will first introduce Conversation 6 for those who haven't already read it, and then I'll answer your question, Josh. Conversation 6 is the last part of the visiting scenario. So I've gotten in the door. We've talked about where I came from. We've talked about where I'm going. And conversation six gives us some sentences for discussing road conditions. I've found over years that this is one of the most frequent topics of conversation. As soon as we talk about the weather, one of the next things we talk about is road conditions. This is very important for communities like Ahadas, Cayucot, Malacan, which don't have paved roads. Instead, they use logging roads, and a lot of them depend on the logging companies to maintain those roads. So the road conditions can vary a lot from week to week, and that's always important to know if one is traveling somewhere. The question that I've given you for how's the road to for asking about road conditions is how's the road to Port Alberni? How's the road to Port Alberni? This is one way to ask this question. There are other ways as well. Josh just asked, instead of utsiyuk, could we use instead utstieh or utsahtak? And the answer is yes. Those are all good words to use in this case. Utsiyuk, utstieh, utsahtak. These are very similar in meaning, not identical. Utsiyuk means going to a place. Utsiyuk. Utsteh means going towards a place. Utsteh. Similar but not exactly the same thing. Utsahtak also means going towards. but not going in the same sense as utsiyuk and utsdir. Utsahtak more explicitly refers to the direction in which one is pointing, as opposed to going somewhere as a destination. So that's utsahtak. Once again, those three similar words in West Barkly Sound dialect are utsiyuk, going to a place, going to a destination; utsdir, going towards a destination; utsahtak, going in the direction of. And I'll add that I know that utsiyuk and utsahtak are used in West Barkly Sound dialect. I don't know whether utsdir is used in West Barkly Sound dialect. Come to think of it, I only remember hearing utsdir in the central and northern dialects, so for all I know, it might not be a Barkly Sound word. If you know, please speak up. Now that I've given you an overview of the six conversations in Unit 15, I'm going to go back to conversation one and go through it more carefully. We have 25 minutes left today, so I think it's likely that we might just have time to discuss the first two or three conversations in West Barkly Sound dialect. Then, if I have any time left today, I will discuss the same conversations in Central dialect. Let's go carefully through every sentence in conversation one. Wasiha crystal. Wasiha crystal. Wasyakishma. She's at home. Wasyakishma. Hitin kisma. She's at the beach. Hitin kisma. Hishma pisatuish. Hishma pisatuish. She's at the gym. Hayim hima hishi. Hayim hima hishi. Let me offer now some more detailed comments on conversation one. The last sentence, Hayim hima hishi, is an example of a negative response where we need to know how to use indirect indefinites. Hish is the indirect version of wasi. Wasi asks a direct question, asking for a location. Hish gives the response, including the negative response. With most indefinite words, like who, what, how, we would have three different words here. For example, Achakhaya, who's that? Lucy Ohma, that's Lucy. Hayim Hema Yaqi, I don't know who she is. We're using three different roots here, Achak, Yaq, and Oh. But when we're talking about location, we only need two roots, wasi and hish. That's because hish does double duty as both a location verb, to be at, and as the indirect indefinite version of wasi. So hish means both to be at and where in an indirect context. If that doesn't make sense to you, don't worry about it. If that does make sense to you, you will find that to be very useful information when you're trying to teach other people how to talk about location. Another thing, important thing to point out about conversation one, when we're describing crystal's location, some of the locations we talk about have special location words. To be at home is an example of that. Wathyu or wathyakish means is a single word that means to be at home. So the sentence wathyakishma, she's at home, is a one-word sentence. Other locations are treated as nouns or names. Gym, gym, is an example of that. In Barkly Sound dialects, the word for a gymnasium is pisatuish. Pisatuish is not a location word, it is a noun. Therefore, in order to make a sentence, she is at the gym, we also need the word hish. Hishma pisatuish is a two-word sentence. She is at the gym. Hishma pisatuish. Josh just asked a question. I think he's comparing in his mind the words wahyu and wahyaqith. He understood there was a difference in meaning. He asks, doesn't wahyaqith mean to be in one's territory? I think you might be thinking of the word wahya'as. Wahya'as means to be in one's home territory on land. That has the ending for outdoors on the ground, right? Wahya'as. Whereas wahyaqith has the ending for indoors inside a building. As far as I know, wahyu and wahyaqith are completely synonymous. They mean exactly the same thing. It's usually a matter of preference whether someone says wahyu or wahyaqith. By contrast, wahya'as means something different. Wahya'as means on one's home territory, on the ground, outdoors. So just now I was comparing words like wahyaqith with words like pisatuith. When I say someone's at home, I can make a one-word sentence, wahyaqithma, period. But when I want to say someone's at the gymnasium, I need a two-word sentence, hithma pisatuith. She is at the gymnasium. This is revealing something very fundamental about the language that non-linguists tend not to appreciate. You've all learned about nouns, verbs, and adjectives in school. English has nouns, verbs, and adjectives. Neuchâtel also has nouns, verbs, and adjectives. Neuchâtel has yet another class of words, which are location words. They behave in their own way. So location words, special location words in Neuchâtel are actually another class of words that English lacks. English does not have words like this. But in Neuchâtel, you have to learn for every location, does it act like a noun or does it act like a location word? Wahyaqith is a location word. Pisatuith is a noun. Another example of a location word is hitinqis. Most of you probably learned that hitinqis means beach, which is true. It does mean beach, but fundamentally it is a location word meaning to be at a beach. Hitinqis means to be at the beach. And if I want to say that Crystal's at the beach, I only need a one-word sentence. Hitinqisma. She's at the beach. Hitinqisma. The word hith is not required. This is unexpected for people whose first language is English, because English does not have a special class of location words. Neuchâtel does. And one of the main topics of this unit is some of the to start learning some of the more important location words in Neuchâtel. We will be focusing on four in particular, which are to be indoors, to be outdoors, to be at the beach, and to be at home. Indoors, outdoors, at the beach, and at home. Neuchâtel has special location words to express these meanings. Pisatuith is not a special location word, it is a noun. And several of the words in this unit are the names of buildings, and many of those words end in uwith. Uwith is an ending for the names of buildings, and all of these words are nouns, not locations, technically speaking. Let's take a look now at conversation two. Conversation two asks, where's the store? Conversation one is asking about a human being, where is Crystal? Conversation two is asking about a building, where's the store? Some of these sentences will be the same as in conversation one, others will be different. Here are some ways I can ask about a location. So, conversation two imagines that person A is new to the community and doesn't know where everything is. The simplest way to ask about where the store is wasiha makut'i. Wasiha makut'i. This is very similar to wasiha crystal. Where's crystal? Wasiha makut'i. Where's the store? I might also ask or say, utnaha makut. I'm looking for the store. Utnaha makut. Hamatap hak hithi. Do you know where it is? Hamatap hak hithi. Notice that hamatap hak hithi has a as an indirect indefinite inside it. The most common place where you might be used to hearing indirect indefinites is in I don't know sentences, but that's not the only place we find them. We find them all over the place. And here is just another example. Hamatap hak hithi. Do you know where it is? The answers to the question, imagine that the store is at different distances from the two people having the conversation. So if I'm visiting Ivy's Village for the first time, I've never been to Opitsit as it happens. If I'm coming into Opitsit for the first time and I run into Ivy on the street, then I might ask, Wasihamakutli, where's the store? If it's right by us, let's say it's the building that we're standing right next to, and I just didn't notice that it was the store, the response would be Ahkuma makul. Ahkuma makul. The store is here. Here's the store. Ahkuma makul. This sentence has a pointer predicate. Ahku is a pointer. One of the other important differences between Nuchanalf and English is that in Nuchanalf, pointers can be predicates. This is not the case in English. I can't say in English, the store hears, but in Nuchanalf, that's perfectly natural. If the store is a little further away, then Ivy might say, Yathma makush. The store's over there. Yathma makush. And if it's way down to the other end of the village, then she might say, Yeshma makush. Yeshma makush. We've talked before about Nuchanalf pointers, how they distinguish more degrees of distance than English pointers do. English pointers distinguish only 2 degrees of distance, here and there. But Nuchanalf pointers distinguish 4 degrees of distance. Ahku, here. Ahni, closer to you than to me. Yath, far from both of us. Yeth, very far from both of us. For short, because it can be difficult to translate these, I call them for short D1, D2, D3, D4, where D stands for distance. And in conversation two, we're seeing examples of D1, D3, and D4. The negative response, I don't know where the store is exactly the same as when we were talking about a human being. Hayimhimahili can mean I don't know where he is or she is or it is. Now that we've gone carefully through the Wes Barkley versions of conversations one and two, I think I'll go to the central conversations. I'm now going to go through the How's It Colloquiate versions of conversations one and two. I want to add something about colloquiate dialect here. For some years now, I have been grouping these two dialects because they are quite similar, Ahouset and Tlokwit, and they're similar enough that I've been teaching them as the same dialect. However, in the last couple years, I've learned that there are enough differences between the two that we really need to teach them separately for some purposes. So the conversations I'm about to show you are really more Ahouset than Tlokwit. And I am working with colloquiate speakers, especially Tom Curley right now, to make sure that I also have colloquiate materials to share with colloquiate learners. But it's going to take some time, probably months or years, to make sure that I have everything in both dialects. So for the time being, most of my Ahouset colloquiate materials are going to be more Ahouset than colloquiate. And that is mainly because of the influence of Julia Lucas, who's a very important elder in language revitalization. She's given thousands of hours of her time to teach us learners her language and to support whatever we're doing with whatever time she has. She grew up in Moctices, which is the main Ahouset village. She's Josh's main mentor. She's one of my most important mentors. And it's mainly because of all the things Julia has taught me that these materials are more Ahouset than colloquiate. Conversation one, Ahouset colloquiate version. Waseh crystal. Waseh crystal. What yakish ish? What yakish ish? Hitinqis ish. Hitinqis ish. Hil ish im chakul. Hil ish im chakul. Hayum has hilly. Hayum has hilly. Most of the things that I've already said about the Barkley sound conversations apply here to central. The biggest difference you'll notice is in the word for gymnasium. The central word for gymnasium is imchaquish. Imchaquish. This sounds quite different from pisatuish, which is the Barkley sound word, and it's because the two dialects have different roots for playing. The word for playing in Barkley sound is pisatuk. Pisatuk. But in central and northern dialects, the word for playing is imchap. Imchap. Completely different roots. Central and northern dialects do use the word, the root pisat, but in central and northern dialects, that root doesn't mean play, it means running around recklessly the way children do. So something you'll hear at gatherings, at feasts, is Wiki pisatmith, don't run around indoors. This is a basic principle of good behavior at gatherings. Wiki pisatmith, don't run around indoors. I'll continue on to go over conversation two in the Ahouset colloquial version. Then we'll have a few minutes left for debriefing. Conversation two. Waseh makoasi. Waseh makoasi. Utnas makoasi. Utnas makoasi. Hohtak kisi. Hohtak kisi. Ahku ish makoasi. Ahku ish makoasi. Ha yahi ish makoasi. Ha yahi ish makoasi. Ho yahi ish makoasi. Ho yahi ish makoasi. هيوم حس هسي هيوم حس هسي The word for store differs quite a bit across dialects. It always begins with the root muk, which means buying and selling. But different dialects prefer different endings. So in Barkley Sound, the usual name for the store is makush, which is the shortest word, makush. In central and northern regions, it's usually makuas or makuwish. The ending us emphasizes that it's outdoors. The ending ish emphasizes that it's indoors. And both are true if you think about it. A store is outdoors in the sense that it's usually an independent building that's not connected to another building. But it's indoors in the sense that when we shop in a store, we're usually inside. And so some dialects prefer makuwish, indoor store, and some dialects prefer makuas, outdoor store. Kayukachekelsit says makukhaus, makukhaus, which has an even more interesting history. Makukhaus comes from Chinook Wawa, but makuk was one of the words that was borrowed from Nuchanulth into Chinook Wawa and then back into Nuchanulth again. Makuk in Nuchanulth means buying. It got borrowed into Chinook as to buy or sell. And then in Chinook, it got turned into the word makuk house. Chinook loves compounding, just like English does, unlike Nuchanulth. Makuk house in Chinook means literally buy house, and that's the Chinook word for store. Kayukit and Chekalisset people interacted with non-Nuchanulth people at the store. The store keepers were usually white people who spoke English, and the language they had in common was Chinook Wawa, and that is how Cayucut and Chicolosit borrowed the word Makuk House, which includes the stem Makuk, which went from Nuchanoth to Chinook back into Nuchanoth. That was an overview of the six conversations of Unit 15 and a careful walkthrough of the West Barkly Sound and Ahuizic Cloquet versions of conversations 1 and 2. We have 3 minutes left for debriefing. Yes, house, Chinook house comes from English. Once I asked a Chinook Wawa expert how much of Chinook Wawa was Nuchanoth, he said it was roughly 30% Chinook, 30% English, 30% French, 10% Nuchanoth. Actually, the percentage of Nuchanoth in Chinook is less than that, significantly less than that. There's only about 20 Nuchanoth words in Chinook Wawa, but they happen to be 20 of the most important frequent words. So I guess it's not too far off to say that Chinook Wawa is 10% Nuchanoth. In terms of how many words get spoken per minute, it is probably 10% Nuchanoth. Grace, you've just brought up something, another bit of language that has a very interesting history. That phrase "ins hayimh" is I consider it slang. It's one way of saying I don't know, and that is slang that we find at least as far south as Ahuizit and Tloquet. I don't know if Barkly sound speakers use it, but we can tell that it comes from Cayucut because there's no ending on hayimh. Most dialects say hayim hay or hayum hay. It's only Cayucuts and Chicolosits who say hayim. So the fact that that slang is ins hayim shows that it comes from the far north. And it's also from a time when Cayucut dialect still inflected the glue word in. In is the central northern version of Barkly sound ani. Barkly sound dialects still inflect it for person, anis, anik, anin, anisu. All central and northern dialects have stopped doing that. But you do occasionally hear a few elderly speakers, they still say things like ince and ink instead of just in. So we can tell just by the pronunciation of that slang phrase, ince hayimh, that it comes from the far north, from Cayucut or Chicolosit, and also that it comes from a time, at least several decades ago, if not 100 years ago, when people were still inflecting in. Another slang like that is chu wei. You might have heard chu wei. It's like saying later man or later dude. Chu wei probably comes from Hshqiut. In fact, Hshqiuts have long been aware of this, of the fact that they say Chu Wei more than other people, and that it kind of got picked up by other tribes. And so that slang got turned into a meta slang where Chu Wei can mean a Hshqiut person. Hshqiuts like to call each other Chu Weis because they are aware of the fact that their slang got borrowed by other people, so they slanged it even further. Well, I think that's all we have time for today. But for those of you who are with us every day, we will have 2 more full days of units 14 and 15 to be continued. Thank you all for being here. We'll continue tomorrow. Chooch.